During the interview, Yang Jieche addressed the question of whether Asia-Pacific countries need to take sides between the two Pacific powers.
I do believe that no country needs to take sides between China and the United States, because President Xi said that we are working really for a community of interests. So if there are friends of China who would like to be friends of the United States or the other way around, both countries should welcome that. We should have more mutual friends.
Yang also called for concerted efforts to safeguard cybersecurity between the two sides.
Cybersecurity is important for all countries. Let me say that China itself is a victim of hacking activities. We are firmly against hacking activities. We believe that if there is a suspected case, wherever it happens, it should be investigated and handled on a solid factual basis. And China and the United States actually can make cybersecurity a point of cooperation between our two countries.
Regarding human rights, the State Councilor says China is ready to have more human rights dialogue with other countries, including the United States, on the basis of mutual respect. The senior official says China is pushing the establishment of a new type of major country relationship between China and the United States, and working to ensure it stays on a healthy track.
New model of major country relationship between our two countries will work in the best interests of China and the United States and for the rest of the world. What is important is really to adhere to the principles of avoiding conflict and confrontation, and to respect each other's core interests and major concerns and pursue win-win solutions.
Yang said a closer trade and economic relationship will further benefit both countries, noting that the China-U.S. economic relationship has been a bedrock of the progress that the two sides have made.
I still believe that the business community in the United States is very much interested in the Chinese economy, and they see a growing and expanding Chinese economy. And there will be more and more opportunities for them, not only along the eastern shore, but also in the hinterland of China as well.
He says China will do its best to improve the investment and trading environment and to further its efforts to improve intellectual property rights protection. Chinese President Xi Jinping will pay a state visit to the United States later this month and attend a series of UN gatherings as the global body marks its 70th anniversary. This will be the first state visit to the United States by President Xi Jinping since he took office. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.